right, what happens when you're in a situation at work and you're starting to get resentful? Group therapy, let's dive in.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm building resentment at work.
Uh-oh.
Recently moved into a new position. Mm. It's the same pay, but I love the new position.
Sure.
It's only half of my day until they find someone to cover my old position. That isn't the issue. The issue is that I was trained on this position for only a few days, which is fine. I caught on pretty quickly. I work closely, though, with someone that is supposed to know how to do what I do. Plus more, they have a degree.
Mm.
But they've constantly come to me asking how to do things or to take on things I'm supposed to do, and I have to fix it later.
Mm-hmm.
The bad part is they make more money than me, and the company isn't in a position right now to ask for a raise.
Mm-hmm.
So just thought I'd add some group therapy. How do I deal with this?
Mm. So it sounds like maybe it's a manager or someone who is above you. I don't know.
Not sure. But sounds like you're like, how am I more qualified than the person that's hired to actually do the job when I'm just supposed to be helping out?
Well, sometimes, you know, maybe it's a kind of a wait and see sort of thing. You do that and then they realize, oh, you know what? You're better suited for this, and they bump you up.
Yeah, I feel like
maybe
a lot of
there
times
is one of those situations.
Those situations seem to present themselves and get noticed.
Yeah, yeah, and I would definitely not show resentment. Maybe it's a you are
be a team player
teaching this person that, you know, I'm assuming you think they make more money than you. I mean, I'm assuming you're probably right in that. Unless
it sounded like they knew that.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I'm going to teach you how to do this so then you can do this. And so maybe it's a couple days of you just kind of like swallowing your pride a little bit and doing that so you don't have to anymore, you know?
Right.
I don't know. That's one way to approach it. Of course, the other way would be to go to a higher up that's higher than that person on mm-hmm. the hierarchy scale and say, hey, I don't really appreciate having to do this person's job also. Which is a way that you can approach
that
it.
There are
definitely
that's
benefits.
Throwing them under the bus.
But there are definitely benefits to both ways.
Sure.
You know, because you could nip it in the bud a little quicker that way. And maybe let that person take on the person that's in that senior leadership position. Does that make sense?
A little. I feel like we need our HR professionals to chime in on this one. It's a delicate situation.
Yeah.
Because you want to think that, you know, the cream of the crop will rise. They'll notice your hard work. Unless they think that what you're doing is actually their work.
Mm.
That's when it starts to get really sticky. And then it's like, okay, then your hand might be forced to enlighten them on who's actually doing the work.
All right, so who's dealt with this? This is what group therapy is about. Maybe you can help. This person wants to remain anonymous, obviously.
Right, obviously.
They don't want to start any more drama already in the workplace.
Obviously, then that might start to you work itself out.
Right, exactly. 502-795-1997 is our number. You can send us a voice note. You can call or text. Already getting some texts, so we'll dive into that. On the way with group therapy coming up. We got a message from a listener wanting to remain anonymous who is frustrated at work and worried that even though she likes her job, that she's going to start resenting it because she is doing the work of someone who makes far more money than she and should know what she's doing. Tim rolls in and just says, hey, document, keep all the help emails.
Yes.
And you had brought up a point, well, what if it's just in person and like, hey, can you help me with this? Then follow up with an email. Hey, per our discussion, you know, per that, this is what I suggested you do. It is time. It takes time to do that.
It does.
But that can help you also in the long run as well.
Because you can't go to management unless you kind of have the proof documented.
Yeah, Sean rolls in and says, at one of my old jobs, I was one of the best in the area that I worked at for years. Everyone came to me and got to the point where I was making decisions and sending emails as my boss, using their emails as logins.
Oh, wow.
I even trained new bosses. Even if they didn't work in my area, I trained them on how to be a manager. Even people from other areas said that if I wasn't around, the whole operation would struggle. Spent years trying to get promoted. They always passed me up, even promoting people I trained as new hires. Ended up quitting due to frustration.
Oh, dang. So
there is always that option. I realize that that's probably not in the cards for you right now.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what a slap in the face to watch the people you trained get promoted before you.
Oh, I mean, that was
leapfrog you.
That was the story of how I got fired the first time. I'm going to let you spread your wings.
Yeah.
I was producing a morning show at a radio station I used to work at, and this new person came in, and I trained them, and I showed them all the things, and I showed them all the buttons to push, and it drove me nuts because he wasn't as buttoned up as I was. He was a little looser with things, and it just drove me crazy, and I was like, okay, all right, you know, this won't last. And then it turned out I was wrong. I didn't last.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking you need to document.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
And there are a couple ways that you can approach it. Like I said before, you either go to the person that's above them.
Yeah.
And say, hey, just want to give you a heads up. This is happening. And if you could help train this person so I don't have to, that would help me be more efficient at my job.
There you go. That then puts the bug in their ear that, oh, is there something we need to pay attention to?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Or you just deal with it with a smile and train them and then say, okay, this...
Now, you've got your wings.
I'm giving you the tools. Let's do your thing.
You fly with all the training I've given you. Okay.
Right, exactly.
You're going to be great.
You're going to be great. Okay. All right. Yeah,
it's a tough situation. I know it's really frustrating.
I know. It is.
Because you're already doing more than you should be. And then
and you
to
don't
discover,
feel like,
oh, there's some incompetency.
And you're not getting compensated the same way the other person is.
Yeah.
Which is a tough putt, too.
Always frustrating.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. That is group therapy.